This podcast contains adult language. DigitalDarren.com. Today is May 7th, 2014. Boondocks Talk, Calhoun in the building.
Man, it's good to be in the building again, man.
Again, like we said, Boondocks Talk. Now, when we originally started this, we were going to do a power ranking after every episode, week after week after week. And we haven't done that for several reasons.
The biggest reason we haven't done it is because it hasn't been worth doing it for. So, we know earlier we was going to do it after every episode because we thought this was going to be epic and we thought it was going to be like the other three seasons. But lo and behold, this has been so shitty after the first three we're getting back with you all. And if the season could persist to be like this, we'll probably do it after the season podcast.
Yeah, this will probably be the, and this is the reason why I didn't want to do a television podcast. Because podcast about TV shows, because it's not like music. I mean, you can get your review on it right then and there. It's a one-time thing, right, as opposed to, or maybe you listen to it a couple of times after a good two, three times, maybe a week or so, you've pretty much gotten a full idea.
So essentially, you've got the whole CD instead of trying to do single after
single. Single, exactly. Right. So with the way the TV runs, is not you get one episode, then another episode, then another episode.
Right.
And so, you know, after, let's say a season is 10 episodes, 10 weeks. After 4 episodes, if it's crappy, you're not really
down.
Exactly. Right. So when it first started, I think me and you talked offline, like, boy, we got to see it. Make sure we're in front of a TV to see it.
And I was. The anticipation was running high. I was happy to have my show back on there. And the first season, I did one of those Forest Land. You know how you, it's not funny, but you want
to. You wanted to be funny so bad because you liked the show so much.
The second show, reality was striking in. Reality came in. Wait a minute. Something's missing here. And Monday, oh, man, it was atrocious. So, I think, and you know how usually the beginning episodes, the very first episodes are the funnier ones. And then it sort of wanes off and then it gets back a little funny at the end, in the other seasons.
Yeah.
This one, if it's going to get worse than what's already been.
It's not, the bar's been set very low, and it's not too much further down they can go.
They can't go any lower. This is worse than, it's almost as bad as Black Dynamite. Might be worse than Black Dynamite right now.
Hold on. Black Dynamite was pretty damn bad.
It was simply atrocious.
I mean, black people do some trifling shit, but goddamn, don't represent us like that.
Black Dynamite had absolutely no business on TV, and this is running neck and neck with Black Dynamite. So far, this season is worse than that Black Dynamite season.
That's a pretty damn strong statement.
The first episode, we can break it down by episode.
Let's go ahead and do that, and then we're going to get a quick power ranking in. And so we're just going to let it happen however it happens.
So the first episode was about some knockoff R&B Chris Brown singer. It was supposed to be like Chris Brown,
you know.
And he beat women, and he was helping Tom because his wife wanted Tom to be more aggressive. Tom is a pussy, we all know that. But and he's with a white woman, and we all know white women like to get choked and beat.
Glad to see Tom on the show initially, and also glad to see his wife back in, because ever since that Usher episode, you didn't see her anymore.
Oh, that it was Trouble in Paradise.
It was Trouble in Paradise. They didn't even draw her anymore, so.
Well, they got to pull out all the stops because Ruckus has been in. If he hasn't been in every episode thus far, he's been in two.
Okay.
I'm liking it to Jurassic Park, the second Jurassic Park. Remember how monumental the first Jurassic Park was?
Yeah.
It was groundbreaking. It broke a whole bunch of box office records. And then when you saw it, it was like one of the best things you've seen. You was jumping and all that. When they made the second one, it was a lot they lost off it because they thought it was about the killing. And it wasn't about the killing in the movie, it was the suspense in the story.
Exactly.
Remember? It, in the second one, they probably killed 130 people in the motherfucker.
And it didn't matter.
It didn't matter. Mm-hmm. But in the first one, maybe like 4 or 5 got killed.
But it was just the graphics, the concept. Like you said, the special effects at the time.
It was like 92, 93, but more than that was just...
It was well written.
When you look at the puddle and the T-Rex and his vibrating.
They build up all
or when stuff. The raptors is trapping. It was the suspense in the story. So in this one, it looks like the second one. So it's not all the stuff they had, like they had Rutgers in, and yeah, he was saying nigga and all this other stuff, but it was a basis, it was the point of it. Now they're just throwing in all kind of, this type of foolishness.
Yeah.
Now with Granddad, the other episode, Granddad was looking for Huey to take the lead. That never was the case.
Yeah.
And this, the last episode was about...
Let's touch on that point about Granddad looking for Huey to take the lead, because I think in previous years, or previous seasons, that the boys always had the character. And Granddad could smack them right into place, like
exactly.
Whatever you care. Whether Huey being the revolutionary or Riley being the thug, Granddad didn't give a damn.
Don't matter.
He don't matter. He wasn't proud of Huey for being a revolutionary. He wasn't disappointed in Riley for being the thug. Whenever they did shit, he didn't approve of.
Exactly.
Nigga shush, essentially. You know what I'm saying?
Exactly.
So if you're looking for one of them to take the lead, it never had to be a lead. The Granddad role was kind of like the Kimbe Mutombo.
Well, Granddad was Granddad. He was the leader of the house. It doesn't exactly. matter what you're trying to do. Y'all some damn children, and you're going to report to me.
Exactly.
But in the last one...
Don't bring that shit to my house.
Yeah, I don't care about you not eating pork. We're going to eat pork in this house.
And you're going to eat it.
And you're going to wash the dishes.
Exactly.
You don't want to eat it, wash the dishes. So, and then this one, it's just, they making it where the last episode, he deferred to Huey. Now, I didn't like it. That's not what he does.
And also, to keep on that point, he never deferred to Huey. In fact, that was one of his, with the spirit, with the S word, that was one of his things. Like, they went through it, Riley always going through the scam. That was always kind of part undertone of the show.
Exactly.
I never go with Huey.
Exactly. He never be with that Huey shit.
Exactly. And the one time he did, it was on that. He was like, I'm just going to walk away like Huey said. And he's like, God damn, you and not these motherfuckers finna get paid.
I knew I should not listen to you, boy.
Exactly.
So, and that's what he's been doing. When he was had that imaginary white guy who following him.
Yeah.
He was like, shut up. Granddad will never go for that shit that he was spewing. And now he went for it. So, let's break it down episode by episode.
All right, let's start with Chris Brown-ish episode.
Which may have been...
That probably was the best one so far.
So far, you might got a half a laugh off of it.
Yeah.
I mean, it really was trying. You know, it really, really was trying to. You was trying to. And for them to be off for that long and come that week, it was already a telltale sign. But the Chris Brown was helping Tom out, getting his wife right. She's still thinking he's weak and going against him. Tom J. ain't putting no dick on her properly. Let the producers tell it. Now, the dick of white hold down properly. But they
can hold down properly.
You're exactly right, my friend. So, he's saying how they want to be there. Of course, she jocking him. She want to go with Chris. She want to go with the fake Chris Brown.
Yeah.
Tom end up getting a fake fight with him, getting his girl. But again, the only funny thing probably was like when it was arresting him. And Ruck was like, move along, ain't nothing to see here, just another nigga going to jail. So, I mean,
no.
It wasn't nothing besides that. He set up his own little robbery and all that, but it was nothing besides that. So, hopefully, I was thinking next week.
It'll get better.
I mean, it's pretty low. So, next week, I'm sure they'll get better. Granddad goes broke. Well, that can be some humor in that.
Yeah.
It was no humor in that at all. They had some white guy once learned. The second.
Not Ed.
No, not Red. Really.
His son. That's his grandson.
Right.
This is his son.
His son was the one doing this.
Yeah.
Granddad $1 million in debt. And it's not. He's broke. They got to sublet the house. It was horrible. It's right now, it's bad writing. It's not funny. It's not clever. And I think that's the thing with the Boondocks. It was always clever. You know?
Let me ask you this. because this question gonna lead to another question. It's noticeable that Aaron MacGruber isn't writing this, not correct.
Yeah, it's noticeable that the writing has changed. So I guess the rumors are true. He's not in it.
Yeah, I mean that's pretty much what
it's noticeable.
From. It's noticeable that the writing style is different. Let me ask you this: do you think it's a white person writing this now?
Man, that does because if it is, all this nigga shit ain't funny no more. And it may be.
I'm saying from the writing style and just how it flows, or lack of flow. It could seem like another nationality is writing it, or if not, is white. It may be a group, and maybe let's say a group of five people, maybe two blacks, two whites, and an Asian or something.
Whatever it is, they're trying to bottle. Here's the problem.
It's like they're trying to sell the black experience and from people who are not black almost or whatever.
Here's the problem. It's like a Coca-Cola. They poured out half of the Coca-Cola and they put the rest water. And they're trying to convince you it's the same thing. And it's not. The only thing that they did right was they kept the voices and they kept the artwork. After that, the rest of this stuff is the right. It's like it's like me trying to impersonate you. And that's what they're doing. They can't capture what Aaron MacGruber was doing, but they're trying to copy it. And they go the problem. If he's not in the show,
you thought they scrap that and go away from that.
Scrap that and come up with your own angle.
Yeah, because the good thing about shows, especially animated shows, people understand that characters are more frames and templates as opposed to a real life person. When you see Martin, you expect Martin to be funny or whatever, mm-hmm. whatever. You don't expect Martin to tackle serious issues every episode.
Right.
I think with animated characters, that template is even more so because they're not real people. You know what I'm saying? You don't see them outside of the show at all.
Right, right, right.
So I think that you can come around and rechange the concept of the show and maybe hold some of the basic.
Yeah.
You can still keep the characters in essence, but you can kind of change the direction of the show.
Exactly. You can still keep the foundation and the basis.
Yeah.
You just need another house on top of this thing. You need another framework. You know, maybe you need to take the bricks down and make this side. Because this is not it. I'm thoroughly disappointed. I keep saying I'm not watching it again next week. I'm gonna give it two more weeks. Hopefully, there's something that draws my attention. There's something that can get it back. But even when they show like next week on the Boondocks, it'd be another. This is gonna be some bullshit. Because when they did it last week, this week they created a hair grease. It's all. Because it's not funny, it's becoming offensive.
And that's why I go back to say,
is it a white person?
Or not even white person. It doesn't seem like black people are writing this. And I think that was one of the things MacGruber caught so masterfully in the first season was that he was using current topics today of the time. And he could put that black twist on it. So if you're black, you could relate. Right. You could relate to a lot of undercover possible rappers. Right. You relate to the Katrinas coming over, and not just people in the world, but you right. can relate to right. people coming over your house, taking over. Right. You know what I'm saying? You trying to do the right thing. You can relate to some of the other stuff. You relate to somebody getting money like Thug Nielsen and falling off. You know what I'm saying? You can kind of relate to all that type of stuff because if you were a typical black person, you may know somebody who knows somebody who's in that situation.
6 degrees of separation. Exactly. Not far from it.
Exactly. So that's why I think he masterfully caught a lot of that stuff. And like you said, I thought the third season was missing it. I thought the third season you could kind of see it was getting phased out, that he was being less involved in the creative direction. And it to the point that he's not even back. And now I completely agree with you. I just think that just from the episode so far, my biggest question would be, is a black person involved in development and in the actual writing?
My biggest question would be, why bring this shit back? Because before it hit us, you create it, you watch it, and everyone had a part in it, right? I mean, it took 4 years. They don't just put it out there. You watch it. You edit it just like your show. You edit the show before you put it out there. You listen to it again, right?
Yeah.
And then you edit it out. It's a lot of stuff that goes missing here, people. But with that being said, They watched this shit. Y'all sat back in your chair and you watched this and you knew it was something different. But it just so happened he got just the right niggas who need a check. I mean, it ain't like he gonna, they nowhere else. What are you saying to everybody else who does divorce? Not saying that they should be like, this is no make a stand, but they know this shit wasn't fun and it's some bullshit. I wouldn't even link myself to it.
I want to go with the analogy that you had about the podcast. So depending on, you know, time and turnaround time I want on the podcast, depends on how good I edit it. If I know if it's NFL draft podcast, we did that. We recorded it Sunday, edited it for Monday, right? Mm-hmm. But we had for Monday, and the draft is actually Thursday, so we got a good 3, maybe 4 days life out of it. Now, let's say we recorded it today.
It'd be totally different.
It would be totally different. I would skip a lot of stuff. Like, you know, long of the main things that we say we're going to try to edit when we do this, right. I would just do for those. But as far as, like, content points, making sure things match, make sure a lot of, like you say, a lot of the fat that we have is trimmed off. Well, I have less time to do this, so a lot more fat would be left on the podcast. And the more time you have, the more effort you can put into that. And I think that
what makes this even more.
I think that goes to the point that they had to come out of Broondocks because it was such a proven commodity. The name alone is going to give them good advertisement, good, you know what I'm saying? The show was popular. The show was very popular. May have been the most popular show on Adult Swim. So,
without a doubt, it was the most popular show on Adult Swim.
So, if having a brand like that, you can't keep that sitting for too long because at some point it goes to.
Well, the fan demand was so high, but what they've done now is they've cheapened their brand. So, just like early on in life, or maybe for us, our parents, stuff was made in America. Right?
Yeah.
And it was a good brand made here in America.
It meant something.
It meant something. And it was quality work.
Yeah.
You know, but then you start outsourcing. And instead of a 30-year-old union guy, man or woman, doing the job, it's a 12-year-old little and, you know, they got little hands and they're doing their little sewing. Now you're joining us. The soul of them starts coming off when you're running. Now your car that used to last 10, 15 years, now it lasts 3 or 4. Or, you know, the brand of it has went down. Now your company that was, I'll always buy this. My dad always bought it. His dad always wore it. No. Now you're not wearing that because the brand is so bad. They ruined their brand. And that's exactly what Boondock is they're doing now. They're ruining their brand. They're crushing it. It's not just me. After the first episode or so, I go on my little Facebook, look at the, everyone is just so, well, guess this is it. I love the show, unfortunately. And all they could have did was let Aaron do his thing, bring the Caesar kid in. I didn't even know who it is. One of the posts was like, they didn't even have my favorite character, which is Caesar. So you all wasn't even done with the show. It wasn't done quite yet. You still got people to add in it. Man, it's just disappointing. I tell you, but always, with anything black, you know, that's what I was saying earlier. Dave Chappelle cut out 2-3 years. Boondocks.
His brand is messed up.
Dave.
Yeah.
Why you say that?
I think it'll be the same thing. When he comes back, he has to come back with a home run. He can't come back so-so. I think he's reached the point that he has to come back with a smash hit.
I think he will. The problem is with all these niggas, when they make enough money, not all of a sudden, I just don't have the need. I don't have the feeling to do it. Because they're not hungry no more.
That's what I'm saying. Does it assimilate sports in a way that nobody gives you a good season like an athlete in a contract year, right?
Oh, yeah, exactly. Oh, man. Go ahead. That's a great example. Go ahead.
So, before Chappelle got the money, he was putting up, since his NBA season, we'll talk that, he was putting up 35, 12s, and 12s, right? An iconic season, right? Aaron McGruder putting up 38, 9, and 7, you know what I'm saying?
And then after you turn into Kendrick Perkins.
Exactly, you know what I'm saying? And after they get the money, now they're averaging 5 points, 4 rebounds, 2 assists.
Back always hurting.
Exactly. He out here partying, come to the court drunk. Dan Baker, you know what I'm saying? Like, and so I think that art resembles sports in that regard from the standpoint that.
Just to go further. There was AI, there was Allen Iverson, contract year, they come back Isaiah Rodder.
Isaiah Rodder was still averaging 20 points a game, though.
It was a nuisance. They had to get him out of there. That nigga had to go.
Yeah, Atlanta.
That nigga had to get out of here, man. Isaiah Rodder had to get missing. Isaiah had a few good years. Remember, he was running up for rookie. He was running up for rookie of the year with the Timberwolves. Yeah. He was the man before he got here. Yeah, they had to get Isaiah Rodder the fuck on. He coming to the game while the game going on.
Yeah, he came late. What game? He came to the whole game. When he went out, he came that motherfucker out again.
He was in the stand. Ah, shit, I'm going to go on the floor. Hit the popcorn again. Ah, let me get out of here. Man, they had to get that nigga out of there.
Where do you think he at now?
Where he at? Yeah. Nigga probably somewhere. And YMCA talking about, why you used to be the man.
I think he is in jail along with his football doppelganger, Lawrence Phillips.
Oh.
Lawrence Phillips was a man coming out of Nebraska.
Oh.
St. Louis drafting. He beat a girl upside the head. He had 1,200 yards, so they pardoned that one. He go get caught in the dope house, so they send him to Miami.
They all together heard them. Yeah. From old Chicago.
Yeah.
What, he get caught trying to flip $4 million into some brick.
Yeah.
You deserve to go to jail, you asshole.
And so Lawrence Phillips in jail now, so Isaiah Rodder may be.
With his boy.
With his boy.
About talking about the good old days. Hey, boy, what about that other hoe, though? Oh, that shit. Idiots. But that's exactly how all these niggas is when they get money. See, some, that's the difference between niggers and black people. Just like that's the difference between crackers and whites. See, when I say certain words, I'm not just saying it because of the color of somebody's skin. Yeah, it's the difference between wetbacks and Mexicans, kites and Jews, chinks and Asians. All of that is different. I'm not saying it like that, it's not racist, it's prejudice. And I'm telling you,
what's the difference between racism and prejudice?
Different. I don't have a problem with none of them. I got a problem with all them other ones, though. Your wetbacks, your cat, your kites, your faggots. I got a problem with all of them. I got a problem with anybody who imposed their will on me. But we get away from the boondock.
All
right,
go ahead.
That's another podcast. I tell you this, when we talk about that, you get these niggas some money, they out the door. Because niggas don't want to work anyway. You see what I'm saying? And
it's an interesting thing. I want to stay on that point. This is a wonderful point. You can see the nigga written all over Chappelle.
You can see it. Fucking.
It's like he sprayed nigga cologne on him when he walked in the door. It just reeks of nigga. You can see it on his face. You can just see it even when he was doing shit like, what was the name of the movie that got high?
Half-baked.
You can just see
he reek weed.
Nigga.
He a weed head. Yeah.
And I just say he reek nigga. Like, you reek loud smell from weed. He reek nigga. I'm surprised that Aaron McGruder, who will be one of these sophisticated, high-class black people.
Them the worst one. See, that's the worst type of nigga. The goddamn halfway one where my creative influence, I am above this. Them type of niggas, they're the worst ones. No loyalty. If you were so far above it, why the fuck you started? Because you was hungry. You needed it. Some people knew about the boondocks. Everybody knew it was a boondock. Nobody gave a fuck about the who the fuck read the newspaper? Anyway, you look online. You're not looking on the boondocks online. Anyway, he didn't have no following like that. He had a following. Not like that, though.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Because when it came out, honestly, I was like, the boondocks, what is that? I didn't read the comic strip in the newspaper. Even when I looked at the newspaper, looking at some of the comic strip, I never looked at the boondocks. Because it was driving me. So, when they came out, I was like, oh, but see, that type of hippie, probably vegetarian.
Weed brownies.
Got hemp shoe wearing, poncho having, dashiki, kufi wearing motherfucker. Them types? Oh, they're the worst ones. My favorite artist, 3000. They're the worst ones. I'm bored with it. I can transcend. I can be. You can be what the fuck you are. An artist, and do what you're supposed to do, or get the fuck on. Simple. Watch when the money start running dry. Watch. That's when they all come back.
That's when they had the Outkast reunion tour, huh?
Pete Marinovich. Remember? Arena League. Why? I had to feed my heaven. And then you got to get out there and get back to some money. That's why. Man, Aaron McGruder can eat a dick.
like his show said.
Like Thug Nipsey told granddad. Thug Nipsey told granddad. He can eat a dick.
Alright, so let's go on and wrap it up like this. I want you to give me a power ranking of the characters so far. And we'll go from, let's do top five.
There's only one character right now that provides any
so kind of humor. Let's go from worst to first, because we know who the first is. I think we can assume who the first is. Who would be the worst right now?
Be honest with you, everybody's in the same boat. Nobody's standing out. No one's funny. I think Granddad may be the worst, because they just have him in a frenetic.
A different role for them.
Yeah, it's just totally different. They really just abandoned right.
What
just
about not Tom?
Tom is pretty much even who he was. I mean, he wasn't like a man. The only person that had any kind of flavor right now is Rutgers. That's why they're doing him like Steve Urkel for Family Matters. Remember, if you may not know, Steve Urkel was just supposed to be like a
big character, right?
Yeah. He wasn't even supposed to be in any other shows or be in that many more shows, but his character made such of a splash and even overshadowed the other characters. So they had to put him in
every show. Yeah.
Had to. Because without him, and you can see in the early episode,
it's dry as fuck.
Without him, but you're not watching. There is no TGIF. There is no Family Matters. So right now, they're squeezing Ruckus in, because without him, there's absolutely nothing on that show.
You got to stick him in somewhere.
They doing him like duct tape. And that's going against his character. So, nah, they suck.
All right, so let me ask you this. What would you like to... Do you think the show could be turned around? Do you think this season could be turned around?
But it's not, because I'm sure this is the product they got out. I'm sure this has been cut and chopped. Well, essentially, not that we know about it, but we had a block, well, to all you other motherfuckers, they had a whole pure key of
dope,
powdered cocaine. Uncut, pure coke.
White as white can be.
White as a blonde, blue-eyed bitch. And they done brought back with this mixed bitch.
So they water-whipping it and stuff.
More baking soda than cocaine. They got some air freshness. This shit is... They got about 5 grams in this block. No dope in this. So that's what they got now. Some water-whip fake-ass... They finessing. Now they finessing. We used to have a period. Now they finessing. And this is bullshit.
Because the first 3 years, they were giving you the best. They had blue magic.
Oh, they had blue magic. Now they done went and did like...
Mickey Ball. They done cut it out.
Yeah. And put it in the package. That's exactly what they did. They Mickey Balls us, y'all. We need to write in about this shit. Now they gonna say the nigga coming out with something called Black Jesus. He needs to, because they need some saving. Need to save us from this shit.
Any more thoughts on the Boondocks?
It sucks.
Thank y'all for listening. Make sure to check us out on iTunes, Stitcher, and make sure to tell a friend to tell a friend to tell a friend to tell a friend.